Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and, of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
Well, the cattle futures market was quite strong here to finish the day. We were $1.92 higher in the April feeders at $146.62. May's up $3.40 at $150.67. So across the board, a really strong rally. It was 80 cents off the high, too. So kind of eased off the high right into the close. Now, several things going on here. A couple days ago, there was a story out of Japan that they found some African swine or some traces of African swine fever in the infectious state, which was the first time that had happened on their soil. So that was maybe some concern that it may be spreading. It's not really any factual reason to believe it just yet, but that has been reported. So that's one thing. And then on April 11th, there's a cold snap that's likely to bring significant snow and ice up to Nebraska, Iowa, the Dakotas. And so that's another reason why we rallied. And then on the technical side, the market bounced off some pretty long-term trend lines this morning. So across the board, there were really three or four things here that lifted the markets. Live cattle were higher as well. We had April live cattle at 127.57, up $1.80, despite the cash trade this week being quite a bit lower. Box beef was 69 cents higher on choice at 226.83. Select 218.50, down 47. So again, several things going on here today, and the market was significantly higher.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
The grain markets were mixed today. We did rally into the close. Led by soybeans, they were 6 to 7 cents higher. Several optimistic sounding headlines coming out of the White House today regarding U.S. and China talks. Similar along the lines of what we've been hearing, but there were some expectations, some pretty high expectations, that something would happen here soon. It's not concrete by any means, but we continue to hear some pretty positive headlines coming out of the White House, and I think that's why corn and beans were higher. The wheat market, on the other hand, was about a half cent lower in Chicago and then a penny higher in Kansas City. The cotton market was unchanged to finish the day, about where we finished yesterday. We did have a pretty massive hedge fund buying across the board yesterday. You know, they're massive short with corn, beans, and wheat. So they were buying yesterday. This morning we had an export sales. We're looking for 300,000 to 600,000 old crop wheat. Looks like that was significantly higher than that at about 1 million metric tons. So a little bit bullish on the wheat. Corn, we're looking for 700 to 1.1, and it was 630. So disappointing for corn. And then beans was 1.992, a really big number for beans. The estimate was 800 to 1.5. So a little bit bullish for beans and wheat, a little bit bearish for corn in terms of exports. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.